Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The Good News in Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
Thus saith the Lord in verse 5, cursed is the man, and that would include you ladies, cursed is the man who trusts in man. Cursed is the man who trusts in men, and makes flesh, makes people, their strength. They try to make people their strength. Because their hearts, when they do that, their hearts are departing from the Lord. Their hearts are departing from trusting in the Lord because they're trusting in people. They're looking to people. They see people as the answer to their problems. They see people as the solution to their crisis. They see people as the all in all. And they lose sight of the fact that God is in control, that God is in charge, and that God can make things happen for them. The country, or the nation, the little nation of Judah, was being warned in this chapter of the dangers of abandoning God in the everyday details of life. Not just in the big things. These are the big things we don't have any trouble. The big things we're all crying out after God. It's the everyday details of life, the everyday Monday through Fridays, the things that we go through in life. Those are the details of life, and those are the dangers that Judah is being warned of, not to abandon God during those times. Don't make men, don't make people your source, your provision, your resource in life. During those times, because the spiritual and emotional and psychological support that a person needs, that I need, that you need, the spiritual, psychological, and emotional support that you and I need for our lives cannot be provided by people. People will never be able to provide for us what we need for our lives. We love people, and people love us, and that's a great thing, but we never, ever, ever will find the support we need from people. People are far too weak to be the provision for our lives. People are far too weak to be a provision for somebody's life. And in fact, the devil wants to secularize our country. Secularization of a country means that we stop looking to God for everything. You know how on your money, if you have any left, it says in God we trust. Secularization wants to take out any sign of God within the nation. No more God we trust. Not just written down on a piece of paper, but in every aspect of thinking, in people's hearts and minds, remove God. Don't trust in God. Don't look to God. Don't rely or depend upon God. Rely and depend upon men to be your resource. Rely and depend upon people and to be your provision. Look to the government to be your provider, and so forth. That is the secularization of a society. It happens in the school systems, in the universities, in the society at large, just continuously working towards removing God from the society. And the society becomes secularized without God. And people no longer have an attitude of looking to God, whether from the days when people used to gather together as families and pray to God on a daily basis, or have devotions, and the church was the important thing that the family did every week. They all went to church. That was the highlight of their week, and it was a more of a God-centered people. That is being removed little by little over the years. It is being removed, and people are becoming secular. And people are being told to look to science, don't look to God for answers. Science has all the answers, they tell you. Science can explain everything, and really it explains nothing. So that's the kind of society we live in, a society where there is a curse upon a society that does that. Cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength. And so we as personally and also as a people, as a nation, we are putting ourselves under a curse when we allow secularization, personal secularization, in the details of life where I don't trust God on a daily basis, and then as a group of people. We slowly allow God to be removed from our everyday life. This is how it was in the days of Noah, Matthew 24:37, which is what we were told by Jesus, that the last days would be just like that, where Noah preached for over 100 years and only 8 people were saved. That's a long ministry and only a little bit of fruit. 8 people after 100 years. And the rest of the world didn't want to hear the message, didn't want to receive it. They were secularized. God wasn't important to them. He was out of the picture. It was people trusting in people to get through life until the floods came, and then people didn't help you much. They were living by sight instead of faith. Luke 18:8. They lived by sight. And we were told in these last days in Matthew 24:12 that love would wax cold, which means selfishness would be prevalent. Love waxes cold. Selfishness is the rule of the day. Everything's about me, getting what I want, doing life my way, getting all the pleasures I need. And it gets so bad that in the book of Revelation, we're told in the very last days, when just before Jesus comes in Revelation 16:9-11, we're told that the hard hearts of the people refuse to repent even when the mountains are falling on them. They're about to be crushed, and they won't even repent. They curse God instead. God is so far removed from their hearts. It's not a pretty picture. Churches in the last days, we're told, will be wealthy, have lots of money, lots of property, lots of nice facilities, lots of programs. They'll be very wealthy. They will call it God's blessing on them. They will say, this is what God's blessed us with. Look at all that we have. And then we're told that they are spiritually bankrupt. The church of the last day, Revelation 3:17-20. The final church before Jesus comes back. Wealthy, they have everything going for them by sight, but spiritually impoverished. With Jesus on the outside, looking in. No place for the Lord. There's no room for him in the inn in Bethlehem, and there's no place for him in the church in Laodicea. Too many programs. Too many things going on. Unfortunately, in many places, faith is measured in the Christian's life by how much we get from God. People measure faith, and they're taught to measure faith, by how much you get from God. So if I'm doing well financially, then I am assuming that God must be blessing me. If I'm healthy, I assume God's blessing me. If I have things going my way, promotions are coming and this is happening, I'm saying, well, God is giving it all to me because of my faith. I must have a lot of faith because God has given me all these things. And they measure the faith by how much they get. And then on the opposite end, if I don't have a lot of money and if I have poor health and if I'm not getting the promotion I was hoping for, then I must not have faith. There's something wrong with me. So they measure faith by what you're getting from God. If you've got faith, God has given you a lot. If you don't, then he doesn't give you anything. And that's how people, unfortunately, a lot of Christians think of faith. They're being taught to think of it in that light. And really, that's not faith at all. That's foolishness. Because in reality, the Bible teaches that faith is really a settled attitude. It's your attitude, which is your mindset. It's a settled attitude in the Word of God. Psalm 119, verse 89, the Word is settled forever. And your attitude is settled that what the Bible says is true. Who God is, what God has done, namely the cross and the finished work of Christ, and what he promises to do. All of the promises in the Bible. Without any sight evidence at all. You don't need any sight evidence or any feeling to go with that. The Bible says it, and you believe it. You're settled on that. That's the truth. It's a done deal. Whether I'm impoverished or whether I'm doing well financially, whether I'm healthy or whether I've been sickly lately, whether, regardless of how my circumstances are, my circumstances mean nothing. Faith in the Word. It's totally apart from circumstances. But these other believers, they judge their faith by their circumstances. Strong faith means good circumstances. Weak faith means bad circumstances. You got to believe harder, brother. And if you didn't get what you asked for, then there must be something wrong with your faith. You must not be doing the right things. Maybe there's sin in your life. Maybe. The Bible says all have sinned. Maybe there's sin in my life. But that's how they judge it. But it's a settled attitude, simply a simple, settled attitude apart from circumstances and situations, no sight involved whatsoever. We're settled in on one thing. The Bible says it, we believe it. The Bible says you're forgiven, then I believe that. The Bible says that we're going to heaven, then we believe it. So in Hebrews 11:13, I'll give you some examples, it says of the Israelites who believed God in the wilderness and in the promised land, said they all died in faith, which means they were believing God for something. They were believing God for something to take place. They were trusting God.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987.